give us your name for the tape?
My name is Bryce.
Shrey.
Hallelujah. Father, thank you for Bryce and Shrey. Thank you for your word, Father. We honor your word. We honor your word, Father. We honor your word. Hallelujah. The Lord is showing me a waterfall that has been washing over you. You've been hungry for the word of the Lord. The word of the Lord is a cleansing agent and has been washing over both of you like a waterfall. I see it like a waterfall. But the Lord says he's going to pull out all the stops. He's not going to allow you to come short in any area, any area. The Lord would like, I feel like the Lord wants to say to you that you are running the race well. Don't allow yourself to be driven beyond where you're at, beyond your gifting, beyond your season right now. Do run the race well. The Spirit of the Lord says you have pleased him well. You've set your hands to the plow, even as the servant of the Lord mentioned earlier that the servant sets his hands to the plow, does not look back, and he will reap a tremendous reward. And the Lord says he is crowning you with a fresh glory, a fresh understanding. A fresh understanding on your head. You're going to understand things that are kind of obscure right now. It's frustrating to you not to understand because you have such a desire to do things right. And you're afraid if you don't understand that you'll do it wrong. But the Lord says he will cause you to understand. He's put a fire in you. There's a fervor in you that's going to only get hotter and hotter. And the Lord says he's going to do some transforming on the inside. And those things that seem to hold you back will simply fall away. And the Lord says there's a new boldness coming in, a new boldness. And the Lord says you're going to leap over the hurdles that have been in front of you. I see some hurdles that have been hindering you or slowing you down. And the Lord says you're going to leap over these hurdles and that he will make sure that you are strong enough to do so. And the Lord says, do not fear when the enemy comes against you like a flood. The Lord will raise up a standard against him. You are called to be an overcomer. And the Lord says he has equipped you to be an overcomer. You will not come short. And in that hour when you hear the Lord himself call you by name, do not fear. You will be ready. You will stand up strong. You will not fail him. And the Lord says, you have not displeased him in any way. You have not displeased him in any way. But you have found great favor with the king. Great favor with the king. And increasingly so because of the decisions made in your heart to simply follow after him. You have a real desire to be a godly man, a good husband, a good wife, father, a good husband, and I see you as a man who is determined to walk an impeccable walk. I just see such quality in you, and the Lord says that he will enable you to finish the course well. Hallelujah. And your prayers have made a real difference for him. Your prayers have opened some doors. And your prayers have been filled with power. And there are times when you feel like the prayers are not going beyond the ceiling, but the Lord says there's power in your prayers, that he hears even the smallest whisper. And the Lord says, do not hesitate to cry out. Even when the passion gets strong inside of you, and even when you feel sometimes an anger over certain things that you don't understand or you want to lay hold of, the Lord says, that's okay. That's okay. Be who you are. Express that. Be real with him, and he will help you to adjust the pace. He will help you to handle things that are frustrating. He will help you to walk in a way that's pleasing to him. You are a woman of very much integrity before the Lord, and the Lord says that you can trust him to crown you with that glory. When I first started to pray for you, I saw a crown on your head. And he said, you're like Esther, who has been called into intercession for a nation. The Lord says he's calling you to mature in that intercessory gift because he'll have you stand in for a nation.
Sir, when I was looking at you, it's like I saw this plant, and it was coming out of the ground, and it was just budding, and it was beginning to grow. And then it's like I saw snow come down and cover it up. And then somebody came and brushed the snow away, and then the plant started to grow up again more and more, and the snow came and covered that plant up and stopped the growth. But I saw that the snow was brushed away. And then what I saw is that you had kneeled down on your knees and began to pray. And the sun came out. And that plant began to grow. And it began to bud. And it began to flower. And it came to a mature plant that yielded fruit. And what I hear God saying to you is that although the times have been hard, and there's been times where you've grown and it just seemed like it stopped, and it grown and it stopped, God says that his light is upon you to shine upon you and to cause you to come to that place of a mature son. He's placed his word in your heart, but he's placed his living spirit within your being. And I proclaim his word, that you will speak his word, and that his words will come out of you and bring life to the hearer. And I just see that God is going to take you beyond where you even thought that you could even go. Beyond where your thoughts or imaginations are right now, God is going to bring you to that place of wisdom and authority. And you will speak and preach his word in places you know not. And ma'am, when I looked at you, I saw you speaking. And as you began to speak, there was like this light that came out from around your head, and it began to beam out. And what I heard the Lord saying in that is that he's going to cause his word to come out of you. And you will preach and you will teach, but one of the things that he is going to implant in you is a prophetic spirit, that you will prophesy. You will prophesy, you will prophesy, you will prophesy when you don't even realize that you're prophesying, but the Spirit of the Lord is going to speak through you. And I just release that right now. I just release this prophetic spirit right now in the name of Jesus. I just release dreams and visions and interpretations. I release the revelation of the Word of God that will bring life. You will bring life to your husband. You will bring life to your children. You will bring life to ministry. And what you have is important. Who God has made you is important. Step into all that God has for you. And I know that he's placed that desire in you to step forward. Continue to go forward in it.
The scripture that the Lord gives me for you is Isaiah 43. And you will find this very, very important even in weeks and years to come as you step more and more into the gifting and the calling of the Lord. You will go back time and time again to the scripture, and you will wage war over the prophecies, and you will wage war over that which was spoken over you with this word, and you will watch the enemy flee seven ways. Even as he comes in like a flood, the Lord will raise up a standard against him, yes, but he will also teach your hands to war and war with the word. But now, thus says the Lord, who created you, O Jacob, you are in a transformational time and season in your life. There is something so deep going on deep within you now, to where I just see you bending and bending and bending and yielding and yielding and yielding to the Spirit and the presence of the Lord. You have said yes to Savior, and now you are saying yes to him as Lord. And you are at a time right now to where you are truly counting the cost. And you will continue to do that for the rest of the time that you are in ministry. But he says, he who formed you, O Israel, you are in a time of name change right now. Name change, name change, nature change, nature change. Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, not if, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flames scorch you, for I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I gave Egypt for your ransom, Ethiopia and Seba in your place. Since you were precious in my sight, you have been honored, and I love you. Therefore, I will give men for you and people for your life. He says, fear not, for I will be with you. And as you grow and change and transform into the calling and the ministry that the Lord has for you, you will go back to the scripture time and time again, and you will wage war in the heavenlies, and you will watch your circumstances change before your very eyes. Amen. God bless you.